Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grant and Danny, Kurt and Royce, Greg and Dave, whichever you prefer. Just don't call us late for the Nationals playoff game.
Am I right?
Am I right, Danny?
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, boy. Craig Heist doesn't show up late for any baseball games.
No, always here early. Every time, by the way.
I mean, look at you. You're here this early.
Yeah. Get set up. Avoid the crowd of people. That's the best way to handle the postseason.
What does Craig Heist hate more than crowds? Trick question, nothing. Hates crowds.
The answer is nothing.
Hates them.
Let's give you some Nationals Spotlight participants. Heisty, the way this works is we all throw out a name. We say why they're in the spotlight. So, Danny, you go first. I'll go second. Heisty, you'll pick up as we go.
Spotlight, Steven Strasburg. Go get him, young man. It's your time to shine. You get yourself one of those big extensions. Talking contract here. It's for items like this. You were shut down in 2012 to protect you for future opportunities. Here's one. Defending world champions in your barn. Why don't you go ahead and get a little shove piece going tonight? Get all four pitches working. Fastball, curveball, changeup with a primary. Add that slider to get underneath some hands of some lefties. Get some swing and miss from guys like Contreras and from guys like Baez. This is a big night for Steven Strasburg.
Spotlight Trey Turner. Your speed in the playoffs can make you one of the great weapons in this game. John Lester in game two hates throwing over to first. He's going to be looking at you all night. Before we get there, you got an opportunity tonight. Throw Kyle Hendricks off his game a little bit. Get on base, whether that means seeing pitches and walking, slapping the ball on the ground and beating things out with your fast feet as an 80 runner. Steal a bag. Create some offense. Trey Turner, spotlight's on you.
Spotlight Ryan Zimmerman. If there's not a better candidate for comeback player of the year, I don't know who is. Over 35 home runs this year, 100 RBI driven in. He hit 300. This is a guy that has to continue this run now into the postseason against this Cubs pitching staff. If he can do that and get clutch hits when he comes up with men in scoring position and men on base, I think that bodes very well for the Nationals. Spotlight Michael A. Taylor. Renaissance season for the young man. Somebody that they, quite frankly, before the year, didn't trust. And they went and made a trade to go get a new center fielder. They wanted someone that was going to make contact. Michael A. Taylor, because of the injury to Adam Eaton, had one more shot, and he delivered. 19 homers, 17 steals in 120 games. About 25-22 pace with a .270 average from a center fielder. You know what you would do is take that every single time from a talented young man. Now, in a playoff series, the swing and miss is a bigger deal. You can have guys with swing and miss stuff. He's going to have to come through a couple times and play great center field defense for the Nats to win this series. The lineup will find him. Michael A. Taylor, spotlight.
Spotlight, Sean Doolittle. If you get on the mound at the end of this game tonight and you got a lead, just be yourself, man. You just went and got married when nobody was watching right before the start of this series. You had a little blip on the radar, very tail end of the regular season. You got the stuff. 97-mile-an-hour fastball. You got the makeup. We know you can close games. Same game, man. 60 feet, 6 inches. Go out there, throw strikes, get ahead, and put this team away if you get a chance to lock it down.
Spotlight the entire bullpen, not just Doolittle, because the Nationals decided to go with 11 pitchers. They took 7 relievers, and this is a situation where if you get to the back end of that pen with Kinsler, Mattson, and then getting to Doolittle, that also bodes well for the Nationals because the starters, I think, will get them through the 5th and 6th inning and not have short starts, and that's very important for them to win this series.
Spotlight Jason Wirth, .139 average after coming back off the disabled list for an extended period of time. Slugging percentage, .236, an OPS of .458. Quite frankly, not good. Down the last couple weeks of the season, hit a few balls hard, spanked a couple baseballs off the wall, but does not come in rolling down the stretch, to say the least. This is his last go-around. Nice ovation at Nats Park on the final Sunday of the year for a guy that may have played his last regular season game in Washington. If it's up to me, he is not starting in left field. That is a Howie Kendrick production. It's not up to me. It's up to Dusty Baker. Jason Wirth is going to play. Jason Wirth is probably going to hit in the top of the order if I had to bet on that as well. He's going to have a big series. He didn't have a big series last year against the Dodgers, leaving runners on scoring position a couple different times over. He's going to have massive at-bats in this series. What do you do the last time here? It's your last go-around. How's it going to be? Spotlight, Jason Wirth.
Spotlight, Anthony Rendon. When this team is scoring, he is driving in runs in the thick of this order. had a masterful season, an MVP candidate, hit at a spot in the order where his run production totals, home runs, RBIs, were up, and that was good to see. I think Anthony Rendon is going to hit third tonight because I believe Dusty Baker is going to stick with his end-of-season lineup. It makes no sense to not have used that lineup at the end of the year and then suddenly use it tonight with Worth hitting second. I think you're going to see Turner 1, Harper 2, Rendon 3. And if you do, I think Anthony Rendon is going to get massive at-bats. He's going to have Turner at second and Harper at first at some point with nobody out. Put the ball in play. Make the contact you made all year long. This guy had more walks, 84, than strikeouts, 82. He hit 301 for the season, had a 937 OPS, that is Harper-like, and had his best year in terms of power, 25, RBI, 100. Carry that over into the playoffs. Make yourself a DC legend until the end of time.
All right, I would say Victor Robles and Howie Kendrick. Spotlight on them because of what Dusty says. This is when, you know, stars step up. Guys you wouldn't expect to. And we all know about Zimmerman, Rendon, Worth, all those guys. But these are two guys that have a chance to get up in a big situation and make a difference for this ball club. So many times you see guys be heroes. It's hero time, as Dusty says. So I like those two guys to step up and be heroes.
Spotlight Dusty Baker. Last year, game number 5, Dave Roberts took your lunch. There were double switches that ended up with Wilmer Defoe batting against Clayton Kershaw. There were middle relievers that couldn't get the job done. A plan that was better for the Dodgers out-executed in game number 5. Not putting the loss on you by any stretch of the imagination. That was a magical thing that happened here at Nats Park that didn't go the Nationals' way. You now have more weapons at your disposal. This bench that Heisty just touched on, whether it's Defoe, whether it's Land, whether it's Kendrick, whether it's now Brian Goodwin who has impressed, Victor Robles is the pinch runner, et cetera, all the weapons at your disposal, now you can deploy them as you see fit. There's not as much downside for any move that you might make. Let's say you bring in Adam Lind because you don't trust or you want him matching up against a right-handed pitcher. Well, they bring in a lefty. No big deal. Adam Lind can hit that guy as well. It's not a one-trick pony here with this bench. He's got all the tools. He's got the talent. Now is the time.
That is how you spotlight the Washington Nationals. Let's do this. Caller number 9 at 800-636-1067. You got to name one of the guests we had on the show today. If you could do that, as caller number 9, you're going to win NBA 2K18 on the Xbox One Entertainment System. Enjoy the best NBA video game of all time. Run the neighborhood. Introducing an all-new open neighborhood setting. Play the way you want to play on your road to a 99 rating. Play with legendary teams. Collect cards with my team. And relish in the most broadcasting team ever assembled in a video game. Get all the details online at thefandc.com/contest. Final minutes, so let's make it quick here. Fellas, prediction for tonight. Danny, what do you got?
6-5. Nationals will win this game. Strasburg will be okay. The bats will come alive after a sluggish start.
That's a lot of offense.
That's been the theme of the playoffs so far.
I dig it.
I like the Nationals, say, 4-1. Strasburg goes out and throws 6 or 7 good innings, strikes out about 8. They get a big hit from Ryan Zimmerman in the game.
Love it. I'll go 3-2 Nationals. Strasburg goes 6 innings, couple of runs. Bullpen pitches very well. I think I'll say Anthony Rendon comes through with an extra base hit that scores a run or two and is a big swing in this game. So there you go. That is Grant and Danny for this Friday ahead of the Nats and the Cubs. Division Series Game 1 live from Nationals Park. We are going to be back. Little doubleheader for us today. 5:30 for the pregame. Chad Dukes versus the World comes your way next. Again, Charlie and Dave at 6:50. First pitch at 7:30. No reason to go away from 106.7 The Fan. Enjoy Nats baseball throughout the day. It's going to be a blast. If you're coming down to the ballpark, wear your red. We're Grant and Danny saying so long.
Guys, Danny Ruggier here for my pals at Draft. I love them. I don't know what you're doing if you're not on Draft. If you like fantasy football, you probably like drafting players. If you play daily fantasy, you probably like not being tied down to a year-long league, and your lineups can change based on matchup. How about something that combines the best of both worlds? Oh, hello, Draft. Go to Draft.com on the World Wide Web, or go to your app store and search for Draft. It's awesome. I've been doing it each week of the season. Got myself a couple leagues already. We'll be doing a couple more here this weekend, drafting players for the Sunday games. The best part about Draft is, hey, you win cold hard cash. You got an 80% better chance to win than on the normal daily fantasy sites, right? You can enter for as little as a buck. The best part is, when you got a great idea about a matchup, you don't have to share that with thousands of other people who have the same thing. You're not dealing with the same sharks on the daily fantasy. I'm telling you, it is so much fun once you start doing it, you'll be hooked. Speaking of getting hooked, here it is. 1067 Danny. That's 1067 Danny. That's your promo code. So what you do is when you go into that Draft app on your app store, go to draft.com, enter that promo code. When you make your first deposit, you get a free entry into a real money game using my promo code 1067. Danny, get on Draft and get in the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.